Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, you remember the first couple of years, recruiting almost a bust. But over the last couple of years, Kevin Wilson and staff have made inroads in the announced class Wednesday of 22 on National Air Signing Day, sixth ranked in the Big Ten in the low 40s nationally, depending upon what website or analysis you dial up. We dialed up some improving numbers with the Hoosier head man, who tells us improving skill is surfacing with the hopeful W's now just around the corner.
We've gotten 3 years of recruiting some better talent. It's longer bodies. It's better bodies. It's guys that are actually, quote, more wanted by other schools. The previous four recruiting classes, we signed the 2011 class. So the 10, 9, 8, and 7 class. Those guys had 28 players that their only offer was Indiana, 27 guys that were offered non-BCS level, and then 26 guys had a BCS level offer other than Indiana. I think this class right here of 24, I think the majority, and I think it's not quite 100%, but it's close. And that's not me and that's not our staff. It starts with the administration, their commitment, funding, giving us the ability and resources to go see kids, getting kids on campus where we're doing first-class visits, treating kids the right way when they're here on visits, the support of the academic, the weight room guys. Our team has become awesome recruiters. Again, it's on paper a good class. Now, this paper needs to transition into some W's.
Well, the landscape is changing, and in his fifth year, Kevin Wilson, a recruiting 10 on offense, 7 defensively, and 5 athletes. These are guys flexible enough to play several positions. We'll characterize this bunch for 2015, fast, athletic, and as Kevin was mentioning, on paper, skilled. Spring practice opens March the 25th, and the spring game lies ahead April the 18th. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, the luster of Friday night's key conference Indiana game, 8th-ranked South and number 12 Columbus North, was wiped away back on Sunday night when the Bulldog star Josh Bidell was critically injured in an automobile accident that has still left him going into this day in a medically induced coma. Tomorrow night, the game will be played, and a chance for the Panther Nation to open their hearts with donations, as Panther head coach and director of athletics J.R. Holmes was explaining to me on Wednesday.
Well, that's true. We started with this on Tuesday night with the girls' game with Bedford North Lawrence and collected over $700 in donations for the Spidell medical expenses, and were the same donation opportunities. Plus, we bought 30-some shirts that their kids are going to wear in pregame warm-up with Josh Strong. That's a fundraiser for Columbus. You know, I've always been one. I hate to see a senior get hurt. Besides the Josh Spidell kid, they lost their number one second scorer in Larson's, is out for the year with towards ACL Friday against Southport. So they've got two of their top three players are gone, and went from a sectional favorite probably to down to where they'll struggle a little bit, I would assume. But you don't know. We have to change all of our plans, sure, too, because our scouts, the tapes we had had those guys in it. Now we're trying to scramble to get Hamilton Southeastern tape that played Tuesday night to see what they're going to go with and how they're going to react to the situation not having Josh and Larson.
Well, certainly bad enough to lose a destined All-Stater and possible Mr. Basketball candidate in Spidell, who was averaging 26 points and 9 rebounds a game and who had committed to play at Vermont. But now add Larson, and that's 15 more points, 3 boards, 3 assists. The Dogs raised almost $8,500 prior and during the ball game the other night at home with Hamilton Southeastern. The young man has no injuries from the neck down, but still, as we move through this day, doctors still evaluating his brain. I'm Joe Smith.